Dreamscape presents Two Moons by Thomas Mallon, narrated by Justin Price. For Andrea Barrett. In the present state of our terrestrial system, immortal bodies cannot exist. Had immortality been intended for man on Earth, infinite wisdom would have adopted another plan. Celestial scenery, or the wonders of the planetary system displayed, 1839. Open thy lattice, love, listen to me. In the voyage of life, love, our pilot will be. He'll sit at the helm wherever we rove, and steer by the lodestar he kindled above. Stephen Foster. 1. March 8, 1877. The black ball rose up the flagpole. Spotting it from two blocks east, Cynthia May allowed herself to slow down. The hoisting of the canvas sphere, as big across as a wagon wheel, meant that 10 minutes remained until noon, when Potomac ferry captains and fat boarding-house mistresses all over northwest Washington would watch it drop and reset their clocks, and she would be due inside the Naval Observatory for her appointment. She crossed E Street at the corner of Virginia, taking off her hat as she went. March 8th, and already so hot that after 20 blocks of walking, she'd sweated through the skimpy silk lining beneath the straw. With the hat in one hand and her book in the other, she had no hand free to hold her nose against the stink coming up from the water filling half the street. She wondered why the whole swamp that was Foggy Bottom didn't sink once and for all into the river, and why the steps of the young man who'd been following her at a constant distance these past few blocks now seemed farther away. Had he been slowed by the smell, or by the thin streak of gray he'd no doubt noticed in her hair as soon as she took off her bonnet? She turned around to smile, to show him the 35 years on the face atop her still slim frame and, God only knew how, still fast carriage. The boy looked startled, but appreciative, as if pleased to be fooled by such a handsome woman, however much she might be past eligibility for his serious attention. She stepped onto the observatory grounds, this supposed park without a bench to be found. Lifting her skirts and drawing them tight, she hoped to minimize the grass stains they were bound to acquire from the patch of shaded lawn she picked to sit on, 12 feet from some clerks eating an early lunch. "You filthy thing," she hissed, smacking the mosquito on her bare wrist.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?